A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and proclaimed, "Let the whole house of Israel know for certain that God has made both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they asked Peter and the other apostles, "What are we to do, my brothers?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is made to you and to your children and to all those far off, whomever the Lord our God will call." He testified with many other arguments and was exhorting them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 persons were added that day. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, if you are patient when you suffer for doing what is good, this is a grace before God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his footsteps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was insulted, he returned no insult. When he suffered, he did not threaten. Instead, he handed himself over to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body upon the cross, so that free from sin we might live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you had gone astray like sheep, but you have now returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The sheep of my flock, says the Lord, hearing my voice they will listen. They will follow me, for I know them, they are mine.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out, when he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life, and have it more abundantly. The Gospel of the Lord. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. On this fourth Sunday of Easter, the church is moving us, transitioning us from the celebration of Easter towards the solemnity, the great feast of Pentecost. The fourth week of Easter is like what you would call a midway point. It is a transitional point in this Eastertide. And as we see this movement, we will be hearing from the Gospel of St. John for the rest of these weeks. And as we see Jesus speaking to us, he's using an image that was very predominant, an image that would definitely elicit in the minds of the chosen people of God the promise of God, particularly the writing of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 34. Now, if we were in ordinary time, they probably would have assigned chapter 34 of the book of the prophet Ezekiel for our meditation to dovetail today's gospel with such imagery. But as we are in the Easter season, the writings have been coming from the book of Acts of the Apostles, and what we have presented to us today is the second part of the homily, the sermon that Peter gave last week. He's preaching on Pentecost Sunday. And so this week we hear the end, the rest of his homily, the rest of his sermon, and the results of his preaching as he continues to witness to the reality of Jesus Christ crucified and risen from the dead, continuing to proof text, referring back to those mysterious passages that before the resurrection of Jesus, they couldn't figure it out. They didn't have the ability to understand how God was establishing not only his anointed one, not only his Messiah as the one that would come and redeem Israel, but how God himself would come among us and shepherd his own people. This is what Jesus is affirming and revealing today. As he uses a figure of speech, much like he uses the parables, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. The kingdom of heaven is like a net that one throws out and dragging in from behind the boat, dragging in whatever is pulled in and brings it to shore and begins to sort through it. The same type of imagery Jesus is employing for us. And whenever he uses such imagery, it's always to give us insight as to the nature of the kingdom of God and also of God himself in relationship to his creation, but specifically to us, the entire human family created to his image and likeness. Now, as we hear Jesus in this gospel today, he is speaking and we hear how the Pharisees are somewhat perplexed. They're not understanding him. And so he goes further. And when he says this, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. The gate meaning I am the path. I am the means by which the sheep enter salvation. And all who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. So what does he mean by calling them thieves and robbers? What constituted them being thieves and robbers? Because they were given the office of being shepherds of God's people. But they were unwilling to conform themselves to the way of God. Just as we see corrupt shepherds of our times today, unfortunately, Jesus, this is something that was foretold from way before the coming of Jesus, that not all of God's shepherds would be after his own heart. They would seek after their own selfish ambitions. And yet and still we hear Jesus speaking as he does. So these thieves and these robbers, those who were presenting the gospel on pretense, God's law on pretense, but it was all about their own self-aggrandizement. The people could see through that. They didn't listen to them. This is why when Jesus came amongst the people, as he did, they were always astonished. They were astonished and amazed at his teaching because his teaching was a teaching of authority. It was as one who Jesus used himself as the source of this revelation. He wasn't referring to you when he would say, you have heard that it was said, but now I say to you, that was revolutionary. No rabbi ever taught like that before. And not only did he teach, not only did he speak, he performed works that confirm his identity as not only again, not only as the Messiah, but as the God-man. Because when he makes reference to the fact, as we hear the psalm today, Psalm 23, which bridges our readings today for us, that beautiful Psalm 23, the favorite of most of us, the Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. That designation of Lord is the designation of God's name revealed to the people through Moses. But they would never say the name of God, so they would use what we call the tetragrammatron. The tetragrammatron was they would spell it, they had to write it out, they'd write it out, YHWH. They wouldn't say the name, but they would refer to it as Lord, as Kyrios, or Lord in the Hebrew, which would meaning God. So Jesus is indeed making certain that we gain insight. He is claiming this identity. He is this one. And as regards listening to his voice, hearing his voice, being able to distinguish his voice from all of the false voices that are constantly being bombarded upon, and we're constantly hearing it played out in our times, How do we grow familiar with the voice of Jesus? Remember how significant Jesus calling Magdalene, Mary of Magdala, by her name when she thought he was the gardener. Where have you taken him? If you could please tell me where you've taken him so I can go and get him. And then as she was walking away because she felt this guy was just another dead end, she starts to turn away and he said, Mary, Rabboni. She recognized his voice. Just as we have a way of calling one another's name. I remember when my mother would call me or my brothers, Kyle, Vince, and Dave. Wow, that wasn't a good situation. When the full name is being called out, that meant business was about to pick up. There was no other Kyle, Vincent, and Dave in the household. She had my full undivided attention. And she did what she had to do. As a good shepherd, as a wonderful, loving mother would do for her children, as she's guiding us on the way. So let us ponder in this week, how have we attuned our ears to hearing the voice of our good shepherd, who alone is capable of telling you and I everything we need to know about ourselves, about God, and how all of this is connected to our brothers and sisters into the whole of this creation. What are we doing to attune our ears? Probably the most obvious way in which you and I can grow in familiarity with hearing the voice of Jesus is spending time with the Word of God, pondering the Word. Even if you just take the readings from week to week that we have for the Sunday Mass, and even if you look at the daily mass readings, even whether you go to daily mass or not, it is amazing what you begin to see and how you recognize Jesus' voice. And you begin to see how his way is very much involved, how he's moving, how he's establishing things for you as well as for me and so many others. It takes time. It's a skill. And Jesus assures us that he is with us. For notice this good shepherd, when he calls his sheep to himself, and then he leads them out, he leads them out. He doesn't let us go before him. He goes in front of us, and he takes the blows. He lays his life down, as we hear St. Peter so beautifully confirming the destination of our King, of our Messiah, as he reveals this love for us. It's now for us to receive it, to participate in it, and to share it. And this is the best way for us to continue this. Gathering as we have today in the context of the Eucharistic assembly, where we see him still take the bread, bless it, break it, and distribute it to us. This is that pattern. This is the pathway that leads to eternal life. God love you.